Hi, Anon. How
Hello.
You doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good. Now, we are going to have someone else coming along, aren't we?
Yes.
Do you want to tell us who it is and where he is?
We're going to have a friend of mine called Elisha coming in. He's currently battling through the traffic, but I'm pretty sure he'll be here.
He'll be here. Before the end of the interview, we'll definitely get him on air. Now, you've been on here before on Eat My Brunch with Michelle.
Indeed.
How did that go?
Yeah, it was really good. Really set the mood nicely for this little station. It's a good place.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? Well, welcome back to the studios.
Thank you.
And do you just want to sort of introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself?
I go by the name Anon. I make hip-hop music with sort of faith-centric themes. Some people class it as Christian rap, but whatever it is, I just, you know, like to reach out through music, try and get my thoughts across, sort of how I do it.
And how do you do that? How do you sort of put your thoughts to a rap as such?
I just sort of push aside all the stuff that I used to rap about that you hear most people rapping about, you know, the music, the money, the cars, that sort of thing. That's not what it's about. I sort of try and speak about the things that are most important to me, which is, you know, my faith, the struggles I go through, family life, that sort of thing.
So it's sort of very, like, personal to you. Because I know a lot of people sort of out there rap about just things in the world that doesn't really mean a lot to them, but for you it actually has a strong message.
I don't see the point in making a song unless, you know, it means something to you and other people.
Yeah. But was you, when you were sort of growing up, was you inspired by other kind of music?
I was very much trying to live the lifestyle of the music I was listening to and making. So, you know, I was making underground hip-hop and grime and really hitting, you know, trying to talk about all this money I had. And so, because I was rapping about that, I was out there trying to make money and doing silly things. And then it took a long time for me to see that what I was doing was wrong. I was saved and sort of saw that as a real catalyst to make better music and make more of an impact.
And how's your life sort of changed?
I'm now living a life that I never thought possible. You know, I've got a wife, 3 kids at home. I work hard. I work 6 days a week and then do my music on my spare time. And it's, you know, I sit back and think, can't believe I've come from where I came from to being here. But I'm just living what I call a normal life now, and it's so much different, so much better.
And you said you've got a job, so music isn't your actual sort of the way that you like sort of earn your money at the moment. Is that something you want to get into, or are you happy with it just sort of being a hobby?
Obviously, with my music comes a form of ministry as well, so if I could make a living off that, that would be amazing. You know, that would be a dream come true to not have to work a 9-to-5 as well. But whether I'm doing it in my spare time or full time, you know, it's something I enjoy doing, something I'm passionate about, so I'll carry on whatever the weather.
Yeah, because I was going to say as well, like, obviously you've got a passion for getting sort of your message out there, but why was it music that you chose how to do that?
Because more than anything, it's something that's been there through my whole life. Like, my brother and a lot of my family can sing and play instruments, that sort of thing, so the music's always been there. I can't hit a note in tune, but I found quite young that I could write poetry, things like that, and as my life progressed down the roads it did, rap music became a very, very crucial part of that. And so that's the one thing that I held on to, that maybe I got a bit of a talent there when I was saved. That's something I changed up so I can use what was once a negative as a positive influence on those people I meet.
And you're saying you sort of, it's a talent, it is a talent, rapping. It's very hard, I've tried it, I'm not very clear. Do you think it's something that can be learned, or do you think it's something that sort of comes with
it? Very much can be learned. When I first started, I was shockingly bad. I thought I was the nuts, but I really, really couldn't get the timing right, couldn't get anything. But by doing it over and over again and just aiming to better yourself, you can pick anything up.
And you use it to sort of, as we keep saying, get the message out there. So do you perform quite regularly to people, like big crowds, or is it more of a like personal thing?
At the moment, it's just building back up to sort of performances. I had a massive break from music just after I was first saved, of about 3.5-4 years, where I just didn't do anything because I couldn't sort of segregate what music used to be about for me to what I want it to be about now. And in the past, sort of doing secular music, me and my brother have toured, done some big shows. Now I'm just, now that I've got a firm footing in where I want to be in the music and what I want to be producing, then now I'm just starting to get back out there and do gigs again.
Yeah. You keep mentioning sort of be saved. For people that might not quite know what that means, you just want to elaborate a little bit?
Just that you know, the Lord came into my life and saved me from who I used to be, and through him I was born again into a better person, into a Christian life.
And how? Why do you think it's so important to let people know about that?
Because a lot of people have a bad image of Christianity and what it is. You know, a lot of people think it's old people sitting around drinking tea, and that's, that's not what it is at all. Obviously, with all religions, there's a lot of stigma around it. There's a lot of negativity, and if people could just focus on the positivity that surrounds it, which is vast. If you can look past anything else, you know, faith is what's going to save this world. There's nothing else that can do it.
Yeah, I agree with that. And so if there are sort of believers out there listening, how would you encourage them to sort of find their talents? Because not now everyone's talented with music. What other ways do you think people could spread the message?
I mean, the message can be spread in so many ways. That's what's so great about it, because everyone has a particular talent. You know, whatever it is, it could be cooking, it could be anything, but rather than the talent that you're bringing, it's not necessarily that that will spread the message, but the person you are behind it and the message that you're bringing through what you do. You know, there's so many people that will call themselves Christians and will go to church on a Sunday, but outside of church they won't talk about God. The amount of people that I've spoke to and said, how many non-believers have you spoke to about your faith this week? And they'll say none. You know, if you're not spreading the word, then what's the point in knowing?
Yeah. And you also use your social media to do that as well, don't you?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. How important do you think that is as well? Because it's quite relevant, obviously, today. A lot of people are on social media.
Yeah, I struggle with social media myself. I've only just got back onto Twitter. I don't really enjoy spending time on it. Like before, I've spent hours a day on Facebook and things like that when I used to be on that, and it's just it can consume so much of your time that you lose focus on what you should be doing. But as you say, so many people use it. So many people are on social media now that it's the biggest platform there is. So if on social media you can be yourself, and if people are relating to what you say and the things you post, then you're going to set a really strong fan base, and I think that's quite important too.
Yeah, I think I'm a bit too addicted to social media. I'm always on Facebook. As you say, it takes up so much time. Yeah. I think I just check my notifications. 2 hours later, I'm like, whoops, should we do other things? But also, relating to people is important to you, isn't it? And how do you sort of do that?
A lot of my music, I say all of my music, is very faith orientated. But I try not to just, you know, shout Bible verses at you and that sort of thing. When they're relevant, they will go in there. But regardless of what you believe, we all go through the same struggles in life. And so I try and pick up on that as well. Like, the first song I bought out, I'll Be Good. There's no one that hasn't thought, could I do better? What could I do to change myself? So that is relatable, not just to people of the same faith as me, but to people outside as well that could pick up on that vibe and think, actually, yeah, there is a point there. And also with the new one, is all about not holding on to pain and things like that, which, you know, there's no one alive that hasn't felt pain. And if people can listen to my song and feel uplifted, then it's doing everything it can do.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll feel uplifted tonight, because we're going to hit both tracks. Just tell us a little bit about I'll Be Good. When was it that you wrote this?
I'll Be Good was the first song I released when I came back to the music properly. It was at the start of the year, very early on, and I sort of went around to see one of my friends who has a studio, and I said, I've written this song, can we just lay it down so I can see what it sounds like? And within, you know, halfway through the first verse, he'd stopped it and said, we're doing this properly. And it's been really helpful in promoting as well, like doing all my outreach work to the music industry, speaking to everyone for me. He's been promoting the video. It's done something crazy, like 17,000 views on YouTube. Wow. Now, which is, you know, if you put together every video I did on secular music, it would probably have about half of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's an amazing response, and it's all thanks to the people around me supporting me, so.
Incredible. You can't do it on your own.
No, definitely
you need
not.
That team. Well, okay, we're going to play I'll Be Good For You now. Hopefully Elisha will be here soon.
We'll hope so.
But if not, Anon is still going to be performing live for us here on Phoenix FM. But for now, this is Anon and I'll Be Good.
I'll be a better man today. I'll be good, I'll be good. And I'll love the world like I should. Yeah. I'll be good for all of the time that I never could.
The devil. but he will try and get me. This life is hard when you haven't got a flipping penny. Christmas morning with your daughters, they're expecting teddies. I'm sorry, darling, but daddy couldn't give you any. I swear I'm trying to be a better person. I know I'll make it through the storms, but first I set to worsen. If I fail to provide, no lie, it gets me hurting. Makes me less of a man, and that's my blessed purpose. So I can't help but feel a bit depraved. Please help me, Lord, I know you're there, I'm calling on your name. Acts 2:21, it means of course I'm saved. But even so, I'm feeling low, can't roll these thoughts away. My mind tells me that I'm meant for more. To walk in the light of the Lord, no metaphor. I've got to get a grip, so sipping from the message. Or I've got to prove that
I'll be a better man today. I'll be good, I'll be good. And I'll love the world and love the like I should.
Guide me through these times and show that there's hope for me and hope for every guy on board. Life's filled with scripture, so much different to the life I know. I pray you keep me in your sights like a sniper scope. And your love, God, let me share it out. I pray that I am not the only one I care about. I pray my strength for you will never see me wearing out. I pray that in my prayers that your ears will never hear me doubt. And I will make up for the time I lost. Make my life worth every penny of the price it costs. If my writing's not for you, then I will write it off. I see you open windows for me, Lord Microsoft. Through this vessel, may you show your light. Help me spread out what I know that they should know in Christ. And I will rise up from the wreckage of this hopeless guy. Just know that I
to 20 to 8 on this Friday evening. That was a non I'll be good plan here on that Friday feeling, and he joins us live in the studio still. How's it feel to hear that on radio?
Yeah, it's still surreal to see, you know, all the support that's coming in from it, but yeah, it's good. It's real good.
And you aim to have a lot more out, don't you?
Yeah, we'll hope so.
So just between during that track, you were saying you've got sort of a gig coming up that you wanted to tell us about.
Yeah, so on the 7th of May in Ilford, there's an event called Rap for Christ, which is like an urban gospel event. So it's not just hip-hop, but there's also reggae and dancehall and some really, you know, a vast array of alternative sort of Christian music, which is really cool. There's, you know, acts like Hope Dealers and Minister Taff, a real variety of music. And it's hosted by Governor B as well, which is quite a big deal. So, yeah, it's quite exciting. Tickets are still available at truelifepromotions.co.uk. That's TRU, lifepromotions.co.uk. So if you want to see me and Elisha perform live there, then you can come down and he'll be there this time.
As long as he's not late. No, I'm joking, I'm sure he'll be there. So when you perform live, what do you sort of do to captivate your audience? Obviously on radio it's different, you can just perform and no one can see you, but obviously when people are looking at you,
it's about making the focus what I'm saying, rather than, you know, jumping around the stage like a hooligan. If I can enunciate what I'm saying clear enough for everyone to relate to still, whilst, you know, just giving a bit of a performance, and that's sort of how I do it. I just make sure that my lyrics speak for themselves.
Yeah. Do you ever get nervous?
All the time. No matter how comfortable I think I'm going to be in a situation, I always start flapping beforehand.
Sometimes that's good, though. I've heard nerves help. I don't know how. Apparently they do. But yeah, so you've got another track that you're going to be performing live for us, and this is called Pain Won't Last. It's got, like, some female vocals on, which I noticed I'll Be Good has got as well. Where do you sort of get your sort of beats from?
So at the moment, I source a lot of the instrumentals I use from America and places like that, you know, producers that create them and then send them over, and so I can work with it there. But people like Elisha, who's on this song with me, he's a really, really talented producer, and so I'm going to be working with some of his instrumentals and my guy Kid G, he's crazy. He was the one that did the electric guitar licks and everything over I'll Be Good. Oh. And I went there with a basic instrumental and he started pulling out every instrument under the sun and just really, really working on it. So I've got a lot of talented people around me that are there to help out, so that's really cool.
Do you think that's something you'd sort of want to go into maybe further down the line, sort of make your own, or are you happy with someone else doing that and you just rather into it?
Yeah, I try not to get my fingers in too many pies. Like, I can just about rap, and so I'll hold to that for now, and we'll see how it goes.
Well, you have to, what's the word, underestimate yourself. You sound good. You should be confident in yourself. And on that note, you're going to do some live rapping for us.
Yes,
if you're
indeed.
Ready. So just tell us a little bit about Pain Won't Last.
So Pain Won't Last was a song that me and Elisha made. I put a post out on the Musicians Wanted ad, like, when I first came back into music, just saying, like, any gospel rappers about the area that want to work on a track, and I sort of posted it and then forgot about it, just on a fleeting moment type of thing. And then I got an email from Elisha just saying that he was looking to work with me. And we got talking from there, and like just from that link up, we've become really fast friends, which is really, really cool. But we, you know, we made the track without meeting each other, and then we came together at the studio to make it. But yeah, I mean, he's a really cool guy. It's a really heartfelt song, so I hope everyone will enjoy it.
Cool. Well, I've heard it. I've enjoyed it. And I'm going to enjoy it again. This is Anon performing live here on Phoenix FM with Pain Won't Last.
Okay.
Even if your world falls down, get yourself up off the ground. And since you know the pain has its own. Just be strong because pain won't last forever.
Look, I'm feeling your pain. It's been a long, hard road and you're feeling the strain. But there's no need to fear. Wipe those tears from your face. Keep your eyes on the road. Start to steer to his grace. In him we see the rod come. Adopt kindness and evil we will overcome. Turn your mind to the Bible. See the Psalms. The whole purpose of this verse was to be showing you one. In him we see our pain dissolve. There ain't a mystery, it ain't a case to solve. Turn to Christ, earn a life, see him save your soul. Read your Bible, believe it's worth its weight in gold. In his spirit we can stand straight. So I pray that you start to understand. Wait, it seems reliance on a doctor is a sad state. So look to him and let the Father be your band-aid.
For whatever reason, the struggles in this life only last for a season. And you can have problems stacking up to the ceiling. God knows there's a reason why you're breathing. Or you could be heading down a path that seems like a dark place, with pain heavy in your chest until your heart aches. Do your best like you're running in your last race. Matthew 24, we be living in the last days. The kingdom of God suffer violence, but now it's time to speak, no silence. Too many led astray, the world needs guidance. Don't let the devil move you out the way like sirens. Pain is a problem that we all can relate to. Just stay true, and please don't let it break you. Jesus has the power, he can save you and change you. He made you, now there's places he wants to take you.
Pray the Lord will stand you up and keep you strong in life. Keep your manning up, fly the flag of Christ, raise the standard up. You think this was a heist, the way my hands are up. So lift your praise up to the Most High, lift your worries up too, man, don't cry. Ask for strength to prevail, evil provide. He moves mountains through believers and that's no lie. So tell your story to me, cause I will pray for you hidden man. I'll fall to my knees, cause pain is not forever but his glory will be. I swear Exodus 15 was talking to me. He's the Lord that heals and his grace will keep you safe. It's like a fort of steel. He's been backing it from day, believe he always will. Cause he's feeling all your pain and evil sorted still.
Get yourself up off the ground.
Pick it up.
Just be strong because pain won't last forever.
Nothing Won't Last. Love that song, Anon.
Thank you.
You sounded great. So we had Anon live in the studio, vocals of Elisha there, who sadly couldn't make it in the studio. Stupid traffic getting in it. But it was great having you here. So that was collaboration with Elisha. Do you think you've got more collaborations? Do you want to do more with not necessarily him, but other people? What's your
Definitely.
Plan?
I mean, people like Elisha have got so many talents that I'll work with him throughout this music career. But there's so much talent out there on the Christian scene. Even whether I'm bringing out people that haven't necessarily been in the limelight yet, whether, you know, there's people that have a firmer stand in the industry than me that work with me, I'm always looking to work with new people, so it'll definitely happen.
Is there anyone in particular you want to work with?
I could name 100 names, but, you know, the thing is, if your thought process is on the same as mine, if you're looking to make that positive music, then I'll be looking to work with you.
Yeah. Obviously, you've got to be able to agree on a song topic. You don't want to be rapping about something you don't believe in and stuff.
That's it.
But that's cool. So what is next for you in your journey and your music?
Whatever comes my way, really. There's no set path that I'm looking to take. I'm just looking to make music. If people enjoy it, then I'll make more music, and it's as simple as that. So wherever this road may lead, I'll follow it.
Sounds good. And how can people follow you if they want to?
So they can find me on Twitter. I'll try and get it right this time because I messed it up last time. It's @just_anon_UK. All the easy names were taken, so I had to put the punctuation
in
there.
That's annoying, isn't it?
But yeah, hit me up on there. Drop me a line. I'm always free to talk, always, you know, looking to reach out to people. So yeah, by all means, drop me a line.
Sounds good. Well, thank you very much, Anon, for coming back to the Phoenix FM studios.
Thanks for having me.